Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Le Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The new EO focused on customer experiences, a second Log4j vulnerability, and cyber insurance stats from an annual study. This is the Business of Tech. From the Washington Post, President Biden on Monday signed an executive order seeking to streamline and modernize a vast array of government services that directly affect Americans, such as claiming retirement benefits, renewing passports, and filing taxes. In a fact sheet released ahead of the signing, the White House detailed numerous other examples of interactions with government customers that can be improved through more online access and streamlined application processes. Quote, whether searching for vaccine safety information, claiming retirement benefits, receiving health insurance, passing through a security checkpoint, or checking the status of a farm loan application, Americans expect government services to be responsive to their needs, the fact sheet said. But too often, people have to navigate a tangled web of government websites, offices, and phone numbers to access the services they depend on. The executive order identifies 36 customer experiences across 17 federal agencies that can be improved. The intention is to use USA.gov as the digital front door for government services. Why do we care? If you want to see a final outcome of a trend, it's when governments adopt it. That's not necessarily a criticism. You don't always want your government at the bleeding edge, do you? Viewing citizens as customers and implementing customer experience management is smart. It also raises the general floor for businesses. If the IRS experience improves digitally, how much will customers tolerate poor digital experiences? Not much. It's worth considering as you ponder the investment happening here. Oh, and there are clearly tons of projects in flight around the government to address this. I have a feeling Log4j will be a topic to update for a few days. Here's some new headlines. Checkpoint Software is reporting more than 800,000 attempts to launch attacks 72 hours after the initial reports. That's jumped exponentially since the initial attacks on Saturday. Attackers have now attempted to exploit the issue in over 40% of global networks. System integrators, VARs, and distributors are the most impacted organization by industry, with ISPs and MSPs in the number three spot. A second vulnerability has been discovered and a patch released. It addresses a problem with the original fix, as it was, quote, incomplete in certain non-default configurations. The new fix is in Log4j 2.16.0. Now, why do we care? Because it's tactical. If you're generally in IT, you'd better be broadly tracking this one. How about some cyber insurance stats? Thanks to listener Steve, I was tipped off to the Net Diligence 2021 Annual Cyber Claims Study. 99% of the claims reviewed were small to medium enterprises, although that's defined as less than $2 billion in revenue. In 2021, more than 46% of companies are opting to obtain cyber insurance coverage, and they're finding their premiums have skyrocketed because loss ratios for standalone cyber insurance have risen to 73%. Since 2016, the proportion of claims caused by criminal activities has ranged from a high of 83% to a low of 69%. The proportion of claims caused by non-criminal activities decreased from 28% in 2019 to 17% in 2020. And this observation, quote, there's no clear correlation between the size of an entity and the magnitude of a cyber-related loss. Sometimes a smaller organization will experience a very expensive claim, greater than $100 million, and a large organization will have a claim so small, at less than $5,000, that it makes one wonder why the claim was filed in the first place. In fact, the most expensive incident during the five-year period occurred at an SME. Why do we care? The granularity of the data, $2 billion is not small by my definition, makes some of the claims of little difference between big and small of questionable merit. But then again, if this is the way the industry is measured, does it matter what I think? So roughly three-quarters of incidents are criminally based, or one-quarter is non-criminal. Both views have some merit. My big takeaway here remains the 73% increase in loss ratios. That's unsustainable, so expect premiums to continue to go up, and the barrier to entry to come right along with it. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to again focus on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and be sure to ask about PC-Matic's exclusive lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. I'm finishing up my Christmas shopping. How far along are you? I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.